All right. Well, welcome, guys, back to our next podcast. We're excited again to have Alex Vandenberg with us. Alex, you want to greet the folks?
Hi. How's everybody doing? I'm here with Pastor Tony. It's a great privilege to talk to you about the topic of 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
That's right. And in that scripture text, Paul is writing to the church at Thessalonica, and he helps them to understand a very, very important part of who we are. The title of today's podcast is The Three Parts of Me, and Paul writes to these guys, and he says that his prayer for them is that they be kept blameless in their spirit, in their soul, and in their body. And so today, Alex is going to be talking a little about how those things interplay, why is spiritual order perhaps important for us to understand, and what that will do for us to become a little bit more effective as we minister to folks. So, Alex, why don't you go ahead and address the spiritual order and each component of those?
Well, of course, Pastor Tony, we have in the Freedom Curriculum, we have an expanded version of this explanation, and I recommend people actually review that chapter that's about spiritual order. So we're, in a way, just summarizing what's being taught there so well.
Good.
Spiritual order means that, ideally, God intended for us that the Holy Spirit would be the one guiding us. So that presumes that our spirit is surrendered to the Holy Spirit. So that once our spirit is surrendered to the Holy Spirit, we can then tell our soul how to run our body. Now, for a lot of people, when that hasn't happened, it's the other way around. It might be that the body is telling the rest of the soul and the spirit how to act, or the soul, we're so overwhelmed with emotions or whatever, is running the show. And so to get that order right, Holy Spirit, our spirit, soul, and body, is very important. Now, there is a little bit of a nomenclature here that we have to be precise on, because the Bible talks about the heart.
Right.
And the body. So we have a body and we have a heart, but it's a spiritual heart that really consists of the soul and the spirit.
That's good.
And our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. And the way I like to think about it, it's our thinker, our chooser, and our feeler.
Good.
And so we can, in our counseling session with people, we can try to discern, is the problem in the soul? Is the problem in the spirit? Or is the problem in the body?
Good.
And of course, the questions we then ask are to collect the data from what the person tells us to put together where exactly we need to go with that person. Do they need to go to a doctor? Do they need to go to somebody for counseling? Or do they need prayer? Or do they need spiritual help?
That's good. So, Alex, really what you're saying to us is that we really need to be aware of the fact that we're made of three parts and that they impact one another. And so as we minister to people, we need to be aware of what it is that's causing the challenges in their life. And like you said, it may be a physical thing related to the body. It may be an emotional thing, which means it stems from the soul. It may be a spiritual issue. Maybe there's a sin issue in someone's life or an addiction that is causing people to really be broken. And so as we investigate, if you will, and ask questions and begin to probe in areas of people's lives to help us to understand, you know, what is it that's the driving factor of this person's brokenness. And so you talked about the spirit, you talked about the soul, we talked about the body. What's really interesting to me, I think, is a lot of spending time with people really emanates from the soul. I mean, obviously there's physical things that are going on or can happen, spiritual, of course, but a lot of it seems like what we do on a day-to-day basis really kind of emanates from the soul. The mind, the will, and emotion. So can you kind of talk a little bit about how do you know something is stemming from a person's soul? How do you kind of identify? Is it a mind thing? Is it emotional? I mean, are there clear lines between those things? Or what do you do to look for those indicators?
Well, of course, we are whole persons.
Right.
Meaning we're not all these little fragments we can set apart and investigate under a microscope.
Right.
So sometimes people have bodily problems, they have physical problems that translates in their soul to being impacted and feeling pretty horrible. It's also the other way around. A long-standing misbelief about something that leads to all kinds of habits that are detrimental and bad, can lead to spiritual and also physical problems.
Okay.
So it's not that straightforward to when a person says, I don't feel good, where that thing is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to kind of deal with that in a way where you ask the questions that will reveal what's going on. Now, in a previous session, we talked about how the Holy Spirit helps us with that. So if we would, for example, pray what Psalm 139 suggests,
mm-hmm.
where we pray, search my heart, O God, and see if there is any anxious thought in there, so that I then can investigate the habits that came out of that thinking out of that feeling. And so, again, the Holy Spirit then will reveal to that person mm-hmm. what's going on and will connect their feeling with their behavior and therefore the impact on their body and on their spirit.
Excellent. Excellent. So if I'm hearing you right, what you're saying is that we really obviously need to depend upon the Holy Spirit to help us to begin to discern what's happening. But then secondly, we really have a responsibility to get maybe a little bit better at understanding the makeup of an individual human being. So the spirit, the soul, and the body are the parts that we're made of. But understanding the spiritual order of that really will help an individual get to a place where they're healthy and functioning and productive. That's a really good thing. So so we're talking about the spiritual order being the Holy Spirit's in control, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our spirit is surrendered to the Holy Spirit, so we've been regenerated, born again. And then the soul really follows the lead of the spirit. So if our spirit's in a good place, then our soul has a better opportunity, if you will, mind, will, and emotions to be affected by that. And then the last thing, of course, is the physical. And just as important as the first two. I think sometimes in Christianity, we almost de-emphasize the physical part of the man, but which Scripture doesn't do that. We are co-equal in all of those parts. But the order is excellent. The spirit, the soul, and the body. Any closing thoughts about what we've talked about today?
Well, as we're talking about it, it occurs to me that we need to get real good at asking the right questions.
Right.
And then it needs to be structured. And you kind of might have to have a list in your head
about
what questions do I ask about the physical? Like, do you sleep a lot? Do you eat 3 square meals? Very simple questions that will be very revealing how that's being answered.
Good.
The same for the soul. How do you feel? Do you feel this often? Have you felt this before? Can you recall times when you have this a lot? And then, of course, with the spiritual, do you know the love of the Father? And do you know Jesus?
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Alex, again, it's been a privilege to be with you today. Thank you for downloading your thoughts related on the spiritual order of a man and helping us to understand how we can maybe do a little bit better job and become more effective in ministering to the whole person. We appreciate that. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure, Pastor Tony.